Zeth Sunsun Valano, Truthless of Shinovar, sat atop the highest tower in the world and contemplated the end of all things. The souls of the people he had murdered lurked in the shadows. If he drew close, they screamed. They also screamed when he shut his eyes. He had taken to blinking as little as possible. His eyes felt dry in his skull. It was what any sane man would do. The highest tower in the world, hidden in the tops of the mountains, was perfect for his contemplation. If he had not been bound to an oath stone, if he had been another man entirely, he would have stayed here. The only place in the east where the stones were not cursed, where walking on them was allowed. This place was holy. Bright sunlight shone down to banish the shadows, which kept those screams to a minimum. The screamers deserved their deaths, of course.
They should have killed me. I hate you. I hate everyone. Glory's within. What a strange emotion.
He did not look up. He would not meet the gaze of the God of Gods. But it was good to be in the sunlight.
There are no clouds here to bring the darkness. This place is above them all. Yurithiru rules even the clouds.
The massive tower was also empty. That was another reason he liked it. 100 levels built in ring shapes, each one beneath, larger than the one above it, to provide a sunlit balcony. The eastern side, however, was a sheer, flat edge that made the tower look, from a distance, as if that side had been sliced off by an enormous shard blade.
What a strange shape.
He sat on that edge, right at the top, feet swinging over a drop of 100 massive stories and a plummet down the mountainside below. Glass sparkled on the smooth surface of the flat side there. Glass windows. Facing east toward the origin. The first time he had visited this place, just after being exiled from his homeland, he hadn't understood just how odd those windows were. Back then, he'd still been accustomed to gentle high storms, rain, wind, and meditation. Things were different in these cursed lands of the Stonewalkers. These hateful lands, these lands flowing with blood, death, and screams.
And breathe.
He forced the air in and out and stood up on the rim of the parapet atop the tower. He had fought an impossibility. A man with stormlight, a man who knew the storm within. That meant
problems.
Years ago, Zeth had been banished for raising the alarm. The false alarm, it had been said. The Voidbringers are no more, they had told him. The spirits of the stones themselves promised it. The powers of old are no more. The Knights Radiant are fallen. We are all that remains. All that remains.
Truthless.
Have I not been faithful?
Zeth finally looked up to face the sun.
Have I not obeyed, kept my oath? Have I not done as you demanded of me?
The killing, the murder.
He blinked tired eyes.
What does it mean if the Shamanet are wrong? What does it mean if they banished me in error?
It means the end of all things.
The end of truth.
It would mean that nothing made sense and that his oath was meaningless.
It would mean I have killed for no reason.
He dropped off the side of the tower, white clothing now a symbol to him of many things, flapping in the wind. He filled himself with stormlight and lashed himself southward. His body lurched in that direction, falling across the sky. He could only travel this way for a short time. His stormlight did not last long.
Too imperfect a body. The Knights Radiant. They'd been said to be better at this. Like the Voidbringers.
He had just enough light to free himself from the mountains and land in a village in the foothills. They often set out spheres for him there as an offering, considering him some kind of god. He would feed upon that light, and it would let him go a farther distance until he found another city and more stormlight. It would take days to get where he was going, but he would find answers. Or, barring that, someone to kill.
Of my own choice this time.